Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States using new sanctions to forbid any dealings in Venezuelan debt or equity. It is Washington's latest move to put pressure on the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere at the expense of its people.
We will continue to work with our friends and partners in the international community to support the Venezuelan people until their rights and democracy are fully restored.
McMaster also said no military actions are anticipated in the near future. President Trump had said in the past the U.S. stands ready to help out militarily in Venezuela. President Maduro denounced the new U.S. sanctions, saying they violate international law. The eye of Hurricane Harvey has made landfall along the coastline of the U.S. state of Texas. In less than 60 hours, Harvey had gone from a tropical storm to a Category 4 hurricane, now downgraded to a Category 3. Winds 250 kilometers per hour, 3-meter ocean storm surges. National Hurricane Center is calling it a life-threatening storm. Brad Kieserman is Vice President, Disaster Operations and Logistics, American Red Cross.
Many people are under either mandatory or voluntary evacuations, and they're just trying to get out of the way of the storm, but it's a monster. It's going to be challenging for anyone in the lower half of Texas to get out of the way of this thing over the next 4 or 5 days.
Harvey expected to pour some 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast. Last hurricane of this category 14 years ago. This is VOA News. South Korea military says North Korea early today fired several short-range projectiles, those into the sea off its eastern coast. South Korean Office for the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the projectiles flew in a northeasterly direction about 250 kilometers into the sea. Earlier, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said a ballistic missile might have been fired but did not cite a source. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile on July 28th that could have been designed to reach 10,000 kilometers per hour, putting parts of the U.S. mainland within its reach. Somali and U.S. military officials are investigating the result of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion on whether the attack killed civilians or Al-Shabaab militants. U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations and that it is taking them seriously. The Somali government initially said that 8 Al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Army and its international partners. Local officials and relatives denied the victims were Al-Shabaab members. Officials in the Lower Shabelle region said 10 civilians, including children, were killed in the operation. The EU's border protection agency Frontex says the number of migrants crossing into Italy has dropped dramatically in the last 2 months. Speaking in the Italian port city of Catania, Frontex's executive director Fabrice Legheri attributed the drop to actions by Libyans.
This is very likely linked to more activities deployed by Libyan Coast Guard units. We have also information about clashes that took place in the western part of Libya, in the area of Sabratha, where usually the migrants were departing.
Italy has been bearing the heaviest share of the exodus to Europe, with 97,000 refugees and economic migrants arriving illegally by boat so far this year. In Myanmar, the night after a series of coordinated attacks by Rohingya insurgents in northern Rakhine State, frightened residents of one area found themselves trapped by attackers' landmines. Authorities said police posts came under attack by an estimated 150,000 insurgents armed with guns and homemade explosives, the attacks resulting in at least 71 deaths. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.